Om Shanti. Please take your seats faster, because you also have to go for breakfast. Then there is regional meeting of Europe with Gentiben. So quick, please. You have to be military today. You see, Sister Hansa is here. So hello, Om Shanti. Welcome to Hansa Ben. So when Hansa Ben is here, I'm sure you know, there is something special, right? Whenever Dadi comes, Dadi don't come with empty hands. She always comes with toli and blessings. So today, Sister Hansa is here. The reason why she's here, but before that, Gentiben will share, and then you will follow the instruction accordingly, so that you can make use of the whole day in a worthwhile way. Okay?
Om Shanti. Just heard a powerful murli and a very powerful blessing from Baba to make our state stable and become self-sovereigns. So we keep that in our awareness for the whole day. The blessing that Baba gives us in the morning, if we practice it, then it's like watering the seed. And as a result of watering the seed, then that blessing becomes a reality in our life. And what's happening now?
Sorry, Gentiben, just for the translation, one announcement. 97.5. For Tamil translation, 97.5. Thank you.
And, you know, Sister Meera reminded us of Daddy's love for distributing toli. And the brothers in Shantivan and here, of course, also know that very well. And so Kishore Bhai, the main person in the toli kitchen, really, really wanted the tolis that had been offered to Baba for Dadi's bhog to go right across the world, everywhere. And so he's prepared boxes of toli, and the toli is long-lasting. So it'll last for a few weeks, very fresh. And so whichever center you're from, or sub-center, and you don't necessarily have to be the main teacher or anything like that, but even if you're a student at that sub-center and you know that you're probably the only one from that center, then please come and take toli from Hansa Ben and carry away Daddy's love with that to share with the family who couldn't be here. Yesterday also the toli that you got was from Daddy's bhog specially, but this is now for all those who couldn't make it, and so you'll be able to receive that. And also, if you and those of you who hasn't seen this book, a few people haven't seen this. Okay, so if you'd like to have one of these books, this is something that was specially done in New York, and this has the summary of the 7 days course. It's in English. We don't have other translations. But this has a summary of the 7 days course that was distilled from all the Sakar Murlis in which Baba gives us the Gyan of Raj Yoga. And it's something that you can present to VIPs or whoever, and they'll be able to understand it. You know, if you think about the 7 days course and how deep and profound the Gyan is in that, well, somehow this has been distilled in such a way by a group of people, including Uncle Steve Narayan. So it was people like that who were involved in this project. And so if you would like to take a book, you can also come up and take the book. And Meera Ben is going to announce the different countries. Meera Ben? Mirabai is going to announce the different countries. Yeah? Okay.
Come make a line, please don't delay. Australia, Asia, stand up. Geeta Parchala, center coordinators. You can come from this side. Quick. Australia, Asia, Malaysia, Sri Lanka, Vietnam. All the representative, Geeta Parchala representative also can come. Yeah, please come. And if you want the book, you tell Jayanti Ben. Yeah. You can sit, Mona, help. Okay, Jayanti Ben, help Jayanti Ben. Okay. Australia, Asia first. And after taking, you can go for your breakfast. Okay? Geeta Parchala representative, not everyone, Geeta Parchala representative and center coordinator, if you are here. Okay? Not all of you, but just center coordinators and Geeta Parchala coordinators. And center location coordinators. Center residents, no. Center coordinators. Okay. Oh, now line stopped. You can take the books later, okay? Okay, take the book later. Take the books later, please. Now take the toli. Yeah. Australasia. Now take and we call another region after this. Okay, now all Americas, North, South, Caribbean, center coordinators and Geeta Parchala class location coordinators. Please come, make line this side, please. Quick. If you can come faster. North, South, Canada and Caribbean. Please come faster, North, South, Canada, Caribbean representatives. Okay. Yeah. I'll tell. After Americas, Europe, including UK, all the Geeta Parchala center coordinators, class location representatives, please come. Make a line. Join the line. Yeah. All Europe. All Europe and Middle East. All Europe and Middle East coordinators, Geeta Parchala coordinators, class location. Please come. Okay. And now Russia and Baltic countries, anybody, please come. Coordinators, those who are here, Geeta Parchala and class location representatives. Anybody else not called Africa? Anybody from Africa? African countries, South Africa and the whole African continent. Okay, those of you have taken can go for your breakfast. The rest of you can go for your breakfast. You will get the books later. Books.
Please come in 10 minutes for the book to Daddy Janki's room in Daddy's cottage. So in 10 minutes, come there because then Hansa Ben will be there. Yes, and the Europe and UK, Middle East, please stay behind. UK, Europe, please stay. Middle East, please sit down. Just for a few minutes. It won't be too long. Mothers, please take a seat. आपको लेके जाना है. ओम शांति. कम क्लोजर. सो I hope everyone from the region is well and healthy, and if they're not well, make sure that they do get to either the dispensary or the hospital, and don't just carry on thinking it's going to be fine, because there have been a lot of people who have been unwell this time. So just make sure that people who you know are okay, and if it's not anything else, they just need to rest, that's fine, and then you make sure that you're able to get them the food that they need. If you tell the kitchen that it's for somebody who's unwell, then they'll give it to you to carry to their room. So just look out for each other and help each other. And the next thing is Rakhis. I know some countries have already given their numbers for Rakhis and have received those. Any country that hasn't yet received their Rakhis? Any country that hasn't given their number for Rakhi yet? Okay, so no more Rakhis needed?
Finland and Serbia.
And Serbia. Okay, so let Maureen know how many you need, numbers, and also the date of your departure, because we've got some here. It should be enough for Serbia and Finland, but anyway, date of departure, and Natalie, if you take these to Maureen, then, and also just to find out, what has been your Madhuban experience, because it's been your first time in Madhuban probably after the Dadis, right? I'm sure that we all miss the Dadis, that's natural. But also I think that Madhuban has really given a very full timetable so that we can all take benefit. Is that right? Who feels it's been beneficial to come here? Oh, very good. I'm seeing even those who were 10 in a room, they put up their hands. So big thank you to those souls. Applause. Especially if you were in circumstances that were a little bit uncomfortable, but yet you still took benefit from Madhuban. That's really great. Very good. For me, the experience has been that is very, very present. And the beautiful experience of the video when they have the transmission for Baba, that's been interesting, because you really feel Baba's presence there. And I think that because 25,000 people are all invoking Baba, even though Baba doesn't come in Sakar, but we can feel Baba's presence in a very beautiful way. Is that right? Okay. Anyone want to share any special experience? No one? Want to keep it private? Okay. That's a good summary. Very good. Okay. Anyone, any questions that you may have? Questions? No questions? Excellent. Everyone content and satisfied. Sometimes From the Murali we get answers to our questions, most times. But also, within the classes we get answers. But also within the chit-chat, the place for Madhubana is spiritual chit-chat. And so when you're having spiritual chit-chat, that also gives you answers for everything. And so Baba makes sure that we're all very, very content and everything is very clear. No questions, no confusion. Baba says that if there's confusion, it's because there's a fuse that's blown. And so you have to make sure that the fuses are all in place, nothing gets blown out. So, nobody wants to say anything? Anyone here for the first time? Oh, a good number. Raise your hand, stand up, stand up. Okay. I'm seeing one from the UK. And where are the others from? Oman. And? UK. Okay, you're from the UK and you're all from Leicester. First time here. Beautiful, welcome. Bahrain, great. Norway, who's from Norway? Lovely, welcome. Okay. France, who's from France? Ah, okay. Tamil group from France. First time. Lovely. Okay, beautiful to have you here. So, anything about logistics, I'm sure Marie and others from France can help you, and UK Wallahs, you can turn to anyone else from the UK. I know Natalie's been looking after you very well. So, anything else? Okay, thank you, sit down. Usually I say, any requests? You want something? Well, Daddy Kumarka used to ask this question and she would get the answer, we want ice cream. Or we want potato chips. Or they'd say, we want to go to Baba's Rock. But today Baba's Rock is happening for all of you anyway. So, and I think you've had ice cream somewhere along the line already. So that's fulfilled. Baba's Rock is happening today. Every night is chips. And last night was a lovely meditation in the park. It was very beautiful. So if you want more of those, that can be very easily organized. So ask one of the team and they can organize that for you. Ah, Natalie is one of the team now actually. So that can happen very easily. I know that in Pandubhavan also they sometimes have meditation by the Tower of Peace. And that's very lovely. And here we don't have a tower, but we have a garden. And so that's even nicer. And when I walked in, the basket of rose petals was nearly finished, but it was so fragrant because a lot of the petals were on the floor and everybody just stepping on the petals because you had to walk through the petals to get to the gate. And it was such an amazing fragrance, so it was very beautiful. And yesterday the fruits you got after dinner, guess where they were from? Not from the market, they were from Daddy Janki's park. Yeah, I was hoping they would announce it and tell you that before you could eat it, but obviously nobody announced. But a few times they've served fruits from Daddy's park. So it's only a few years old, maybe 4 years that they started doing it, and already the trees are producing fruits. If you were going to be here a bit longer, which you're not, and you're not going to ask to stay longer, but there would be lychees, there would be apricots, there would be peaches, all on those trees there. Mangoes. 2 years ago, I happened to be in Madhuban when it was locked down and there were no flights, so a good reason to be here. But I was here till July. And in June, if you go to Shantivan, you'll see outside every department there's a mango tree, lots and lots of mango trees. And so regularly, people from the different departments, the electrical department, the water department, the printing department, they would bring us a bag of mangoes from their tree. And they all tasted different. And I said, which is the nicest mangoes? And they told me, Gyan Sarovar has a mango tree, which is somewhere further down, somewhere towards Raj Rishi Bhavan. And they say, that tree has the best mangoes. So it had become famous. But you're not going to be here in June. Who's going to be here till the 6th of April? 6th of April. Okay. And beyond? Those who are going to stay beyond? Okay, well, it wasn't announced today because there were so many other things. But from the 6th of April, all of us have to vacate Gyan Sarovar. And there'll be accommodation downstairs. Hopefully, that has to be negotiated, but we're going to do that. Because we were told that 6th or 7th should be departure, because they have 450 Bharatvasis coming for their bhatti. All the other bhattis were cancelled so that we could be here. But now, the expectation was that everybody would leave by the 6th or 7th, and so then from the 8th they have the yoga, the bhatti for the Bharatvasis. So downstairs is not Pandav Bhavan. That's a funny geography. Pandav Bhavan is on top of the mountain, not at the bottom of the mountain. So it will definitely be Shantivan. But as I say, the announcements will be made once the negotiations have happened. Because it's just yesterday evening that Shashi Ben gave us final figures. So then I met with Dr. Nirmala to show her the final figures. And she said, sorry, everybody's got to go down. But anyway, that applies to just a few, a handful. So we'll sort that out as time goes by. So enjoy the rest of your time here. And let every day be a day filled with realizations and insights and benefit. And definitely in Madhuban, even if you don't do it every day, keep a journal in Madhuban so that every night you keep track of your realizations and your insights. Because it's very easy to forget. We say, yes, Madhuban was very good. And then 10 days later, we've got so occupied with our local work that, what was Madhuban experience about? It was good, but I can't remember now. So writing it down will help you remember it and to look at it again and again so that you are remembering what it is you've taken from Madhuban. Okay. Beautiful. Okay. When you're back in London, we'll have a chat about it. And we'll see what it actually means in practice. Good. Excellent. Gee. So maybe more powerful realizations like that, that it's time to absolutely follow 100% Baba Srimad. Okay. Let's have a moment of silence and then breakfast. Om Shanti.